setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And I feel like this is a story that a guy named Jesse Lee Boyd would find himself in.
Oh, okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to elude and escape police by swimming away in a river, you're doing okay.
That's not the fastest of getaways, I'm guessing. I've never tried to make a getaway, but I'm thinking probably not.
Old Jesse Lee Boyd, North Carolina, wanted by police. They arrived at his work, so he tried to escape.
Oh, he had a job. That's good.
By literally swimming down a river in North Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
So he was wanted on forgery and counterfeiting charges, right?
Okay.
So officers show up. He runs, jumps in the river. Officers like, all right. So they go downstream a little bit. Wait for him.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and pick you up down here, okay?
Could we have a convo? Sorry, don't have a towel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't come equipped with that.
All right.
Because we didn't think you'd jump in the water.
Again, a guy with three names, like Jesse Lee Boyd.
Yeah.
He seems the type that would maybe try to
get away in a river.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, setting the bar. Whatever you do today, you know, hopefully it's not this.
Did he have a getaway boat? He's just swimming. Just
swimming.
Okay. Did he have floaties?
Swimming.
Okay.
He wasn't naked, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
He didn't stop to make himself more aerodynamic?
Did not.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to escape police by swimming away in a river.
There was a small part of me that was kind of rooting for this guy. Like, what if he got away?
Come on.
What if this was a genius move and we doubted him?
The police are like, well, we don't know how to get him. That's the end of the bar, guys.